CAMSAC, a team of female volleyball players from Chief Gabriel Code Education Complex went to Las Vegas, Nevada, to participate in the Las Vegas Classic Tournament January 31 to February 3. A pep rally was held at the school on January 28 when the team was dressed in its all-new uniforms, including jerseys and shoes. "We have a very diverse group of girls, ranging from beginner to exceptional skill levels," said Helena Cote, the coach, explaining that the girls were selected for the Chief Gabriel Cote Education Complex, CGCEC, Kinivic team based on attendance, attitude and academics. "Kinivic means eagles in Salto," Cote said. The team began with 14 members in September and by October the final roster of 10 players in grades 7, 8 and 9 was selected, she said. Team members are Kasha Badger, Carissa Kiwaden, Macy Cote Gambler, Ryan Osoop, Chloe Norton, Isla Kakakaway, Courtney Shingus, Ariana Friday, Nazisha Kadat and Abriel Whitehawk. Included in the group of 24 that went to Las Vegas with the players and coach were Terry Sevright, the team's manager, and Maureen Whitehawk, the assistant coach, as well as chaperones and spectators. The group traveled to Minot, North Dakota on January 30 to get on a plane to Las Vegas, and were to return to Minot on February 4 for the ride back home. "We expect there to be a total of 113 girls' volleyball teams from across North America in the tournament," Cote said. "In round-robin competition, we were guaranteed 4 games. This is the first time that a Saskatchewan First Nation team is participating in the tournament," she said. "We're breaking ground, we're setting a pathway." Since the team registered for the tournament, team members have been working hard, fundraising for the trip, she said. Among events held were a volleyball tournament, sales of tacos in a bag, 50-50 lottery ticket sales and a merchandise bingo. The team was also supported by two major sponsors, the Cote Prevention Group and YTC, Yorkton Tribal Council. Preparing for the trip, the team competed in several tournaments and participated in the Nietzsche Gear Camp near North Battleford on December 29, she said. Wendell Starr from Star Blanket First Nation, a well-known volleyball coach, held 2 volleyball camps at Cote First Nation for the team. The team also was able to spend a day with the Saskatoon Huskies men's hockey team, she said. The group had purchased the bench warmer package and watched the Huskies play against the Regina Cougars in Saskatoon. "As we continue to strive for excellence as a team, we focus on fostering discipline, skill development and academic excellence, which empowers our girls to reach new heights," she said. Added to the team members' excitement is the fact that all 24 women on the trip are taking new ribbon skirts with them which they plan to wear on the Vegas Strip, she said. Eunice Ketchumonia made all the skirts, especially for the occasion. "They're really excited, only 2 more sleeps," Cote said on January 28, just before the school's pep rally for the team. The 39th Annual Las Vegas Classic takes place at the Las Vegas Convention Center presented by the Southern California Volleyball Association, SCVA. For over 5 decades, the SCVA has provided the opportunity for volleyball training and completion through Southern California and Southern Nevada, says the association's internet webpage. The SCVA, becoming incorporated in 1970 as a nonprofit corporation, is one of the 40 regions of USA Volleyball, which is recognized by the United States Olympic Committee as the national governing body for the sport of volleyball in the United States. The SCVA promotes initiatives for safe, structured and fun lifelong volleyball experiences, it says. The mission statement is to offer a diverse, safe, positive, and varied level of competition to all of our athletes, coaches, officials, and spectators through education and training for our members, while its vision statement is to grow the sport through participation as athletes, coaches, officials, administrators, and spectators in organized competition from beginning levels to elite, while maintaining compliance with all national, state, and local requirements as an organization.